Monsters. Sam Hushby's gun glistened silver in the light of the moon as he rode his horse along the rocky path from the city of Lake End to the Vale. His new partner was waiting, just as the orders had said. Sam saw her from a fair distance, ghostly smoke drifting from the cigar in her mouth. When he drew closer, he heard her mutter a curse. By the time he pulled up alongside her, she was shaking her head at the sight of him. She sat high on an Ironheart, a huge metal horse, and he could hear the whir, click of its enchanted clockwork heart. They said that it could run forever, the horse and the clockwork. "Well, look at you, boy," she said, flicking the glowing butt of her cigar to the ground. "All shined up like a new penny. How long have you been out of the academy? A week?" Sam tried to hide the flush in his cheeks. He knew he looked like the textbook rookie, perched on his flesh and blood horse. There were no scratches on his gun or his blade, no scuffs on his leather boots. The leather of his long coat was stiff and it creaked as he rode.
3 days, he mumbled. Arrived on the Sunset Steamer.
He snuck a glance at her. She was beautiful, in an angry kind of way. She shook her head again, tucked a curl of hair back behind her ear. What's your name again? Hushby?
Yeah, Sam Hushby.
Well, Sam, I'm Annalise. Annalise Franco. Now, listen up. I didn't sign up to become a babysitter, you hear me? If I had wanted to be a nanny, I'd have gone to work for a rich northern family in Kingshaven, like my mamma wanted. You do as I say, and only as I say. And we'll get along just fine. Sam's face flushed.
I ain't a child, and you can't be more than 20 years old yourself.
Annalise leaned forward in her saddle. I'm a deputy, third class. I'm your senior. And I fired my gun at something with a heartbeat. Can you say that? You will address me as ma'am, clear?
Yes, ma'am.
She gave him another appraising look. You look frightened half to death, Hushby. Well, don't worry. You ain't gonna see too much action out here. Not the sort you're frightened of, anyway.
But it's the Vale, said Sam.
I've heard... You've heard the same stories every recruit's heard, said Annalise. You've heard the War of the Old Gods ended here, right? That the Vale Forest sits on that ancient final battleground. Her voice grew quiet and slow and deliberate. You've heard the trees grew up from the bones of the fallen, and that their whispering dead voices call out to all sorts of night creatures. You've heard the places that teem in with monsters. She gave a sudden loud clap, and Sam almost fell off his horse, making Annalise snort with laughter and cry out. Ha! Well, if that's true, those monsters must be awful shy, because I ain't seen none of them. As far as I'm concerned, the only thing we need to look out for on this trail is bandits. The trees make perfect cover for thieves.